I suddenly felt like an intruder.
Well, I said, rising, looks like I've got a new project.
Michael nodded. Do you know the motive for the attack?
That's the project, I said.
I pulled my duster on, wincing as the motion made me move my stiffening neck.
I think they were after me.
The attack on the kids was a diversion to give the one in the tree a shot at my back.
Are you sure about that? Charity asked quietly.
No, I admitted. It's possible that they're holding a grudge about that business at Arctis Tor. Charity's eyes narrowed and went steely. Arctis Tor was the heart of the Winter Court, the fortress and sanctum sanctorum of Queen Mab herself. Some nasty customers from Winter had stolen Molly, and Charity and I, with a little help, had stormed the tower and taken Molly back by main force. The whole mess had been noisy as hell, and we'd pissed off an entire nation of wicked fae in the process of making it.
Keep your eyes open, just in case, I told her, and let Molly know that I'd like her to stay here for the time being.
Michael quirked an eyebrow at me. You think she needs our protection?
No, I said. I think you might need hers.
Michael blinked. Charity frowned quietly, but did not dispute me. I nodded to both of them and left. Molly wasn't rebelling against everything I told her to do purely upon reflex these days, but fait accompli remained the best way of avoiding arguments with her. I shut the door to the Carpenter household behind me, cutting off the scent of hot pizza and the sound of loudly animated children's voices, raucous after the excitement. The November night was silent and very cold. I fought off an urge to shiver and hurried to my car, a beat-up old Volkswagen Beetle that had originally been powder blue, but was now a mix of red, blue, green, white, yellow, and now primer gray on the new hood my mechanic had scrounged up. Some anonymous joker who had seen too many Disney movies had spray-painted the number 53 inside a circle on the hood, but the car's name was the Blue Beetle, and it was going to stay that way. I sat looking at the warm golden light coming from the house for a moment. Then I coaxed the beetle to life and headed for home.